Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everyone. Hour number two, thanks to Mario Cristobal. Hour number one, Miami and Pittsburgh on Saturday, 8 p.m. We'll be on the air at 4 tomorrow. Basketball, Miami and St. Francis of Brooklyn. And tip-off is at 6:30 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6 p.m. And Odyssey.com, you can hear our game tomorrow, 6 p.m., 6:30 tip-off at the Wasco Center in Miami and St. Francis of Brooklyn. And joining us now, the winner of 700 career basketball games, University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Coach L, first of all, congrats on 700 wins.
Thanks, Joe. Took me a while to get there, but I think that's a good sign. I've been able to coach a long time. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited where our team is. We got a lot of work ahead of us, though. And Joe, I want to mention, Danny did a great job in your absence. I know you were with the football team. So Danny came with us to Connecticut and did a great job.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. Glad to hear that. He's well trained. I had to coach. I guess, you know, I don't have 700 wins, but that'll be win number one for me.
Well, you must have a lot of wins, all the games you've done.
Coach, 700, though. I know that you know, you talk about your players and your coaches. Do you have a chance to reflect on that journey at all? And what does it mean to you, the significance of a milestone like that?
Well, the interesting part for me, Joe, is about when I started. I was the youngest assistant coach in the country. I was 21 years old when I arrived at Davidson College in Davidson, North Carolina. And having grown up in the Bronx, probably the biggest adjustment I ever had to make socially was go from a New York City kid to living in a town of Davidson with 1,000 people and 1,000 students. It was culture shock. And then to be able to get a head coaching job, first at the Division II level, and this is something you probably don't know. I just realized it today when someone was asking me. My first win ever as a head coach against a Division I opponent was when American International College, where I coached for 2 years, beat Northeastern with Jim Calhoun as the head coach.
Wow.
And we beat them, I think, by 2 points. And that was the first win. Even though I was at a Division II school, we got a win over a Division I program. Not only a Division I program, but a great coach and great basketball program.
Yeah, Coach Calhoun. Now, how about this one? Yeah, this did come against your alma mater. Of all things, the way the stars aligned, you beat Providence for number 700. Was that significant for you?
Well, you know what was significant about that is Providence is a basketball school. It doesn't have football, so their fans are really rabid, and they packed the Mohegan Sun Arena and created a tremendous atmosphere. And I think our players really enjoyed that. It was exciting. The crowd got into it. And we responded to every threat that Providence made. We got ahead by double figures. They cut it back to 6. We just kept our focus and our aggressiveness and ended up coming away with a great, basically a road victory.
Yeah, I mean, they were a Sweet 16 team last year. They lost to Kansas right before we played the game against Iowa State. So we saw them up close and personal a year ago. But your team played really well. Norchad had 19. Isaiah had 18. Nigel had 11. So you had three players in double figures. And Norchad, another double-double. So that had to be very satisfying to you.
Yeah, that was a great, great team victory. And it helped us move on to the championship round in the Mohegan Sun tournament. And unfortunately, they just didn't have as much energy the next day. And Maryland played a great game. I see they're in the top 25 now. I think we would have been had we won that game. But there's a lot more basketball ahead. We learned a lot about ourselves. I think our players really learned a lot about themselves. And our freshmen, several of our freshmen got in there. And we tried Fava Ire. He struggled, fouls. And then A.J. Casey got in there and did a nice job. So yeah, he's earned some additional playing time.
AJ looks like he's got a nice shot, Coach. May probably got to work on
a
little bit.
He's got a nice touch. He can shoot the three. We really want him to work on having a very specific idea as to how to score. You know, guys who play and just go up and down and play a lot of AAU ball, a lot of times they don't have the plan of what shots they're looking for and what shots they'll take during a game. I try to explain to them, like, the leading scorer in NBA history is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he knew every time he touched the ball what shot he was looking for, the sky hook. And that's Michael Jordan. If he got the ball in the low post, you would see him shoot that patented turnaround jump shot. Hakeem Olajuwon would shoot either the jump hook or the turnaround. But they had games, very specific things that they did. And we need AJ and Faber to develop those two parts of their game, a little jump hook and a turnaround jump shot that they can get every time.
Right. But this is also a good time of the year to be able to work different lineups, see different competition. I mean, we look at all these games from around the country being played, but this is a good time for you to find out, maybe get some answers about your team, right?
For sure. I have on my TV right now, Bowling Green is at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And it's a close game in the first half, and we're videotaping that. I'll be able to review it and study when we get ready to play Notre Dame in the future. And we did the same thing. We've got Louisville coming up. That'll be our first conference game. And what's amazing, Joe, is I think we got like four conference games in December.
Yeah.
We've got Louisville. We've got NC State. Do we have Duke in December?
No, you have Louisville and Virginia, NC State, and
Virginia.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Virginia, yeah. They had a nice win the other night. They all of a sudden, they're an offensive juggernaut.
Who, Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia scored a lot of points against Baylor.
Baylor, and then turn around and beat Illinois as well.
Yeah.
They moved in. They're in the top five teams in the country now.
And NC State's got a big game tomorrow. They're in the Battle of Atlantis, so this is a good time. Good, they've got Kansas. But one of the things I do appreciate is at this time of the year, you've had the University of Miami in some very entertaining matchups this past weekend against Maryland and Providence, and in the past these different tournaments. And if you're in college basketball between, you know, this Thanksgiving time, this is the time to play some big games.
It is. Last year, if you remember, Joe, we lost to Alabama by 32, and I think everybody thought, oh, that's the worst thing. And in fact, it was the best thing, because the players were able to evaluate what we did wrong and what things needed to be corrected. And as a result, we went on like a 10-game winning streak. We went undefeated in the month of December and knocked off Duke at Cameron Indoor Stadium, I think our first or second game in January.
Yeah. Tomorrow is St. Francis of Brooklyn. You have two games against St. Francis, one of Pennsylvania and one of Brooklyn. Tomorrow is Brooklyn. It's interesting to note for our audience, our fans that might be wondering about St. Francis of Brooklyn. Oh, who are they? Well, they got themselves a nice win the other night. They beat St. Peter's, who went to the Elite Eight.
Exactly. And they're going to be actually similar to us in one sense. A lot of their offensive schemes are things that we do as well. A lot of ball screens. So our ball screen defense is going to really be challenged. But from a defensive standpoint, they're pressure man-to-man and their 2-3 zone. They'll pick us up full court and try to pressure us into mistakes. They'll drop back sometimes in a 2-3 zone and try to pack it in against us. So we had a nice practice today. But I think our players know after our loss to Maryland that we got a lot of work ahead of us. We've got to stay out of foul trouble, Joe. Yeah. Our guys are reaching when they shouldn't be using their hands. They should be moving their feet. And if we get in foul trouble against anybody, that's a very, very bad sign.
This St. Francis, unfortunately, we were on the wrong end of an overtime game against them a long time ago, which I did not realize that. So you always have to be ready for your opponents. And they got this kid, Higgins, from Middletown, New Jersey, who scored 27 against Mount St. Mary's a year ago. Have another kid named Wilcox. He scored 27 in a game last season. So they got a couple guys that can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and Higgins was picked first-team all-conference, and St. Francis of Brooklyn, I think, was picked second in their league, and St. Francis of Pennsylvania was picked third. So yeah, they're going to win a lot of games in conference. We just got to be sure they don't win a game tomorrow night here in Miami.
Right. Then later this week, a couple of days off for Thanksgiving, then you go up to Orlando and take on Central Florida, and they've had an interesting season so far, and that's become a pretty good home and away thing for you on the schedule.
Yeah, we've played Central Florida a number of times. Last year, they beat us here, played great. They scored like 94 points. The time before that, we played up in Central Florida, and we played really well and won. So it's been a good rivalry. Their coach, Johnny Dawkins, won national championship when he was playing for Duke, played many years in the NBA. He was, before coming to Central Florida, he was the head coach of Stanford, coached in the Pac-12 for many years, and he's recruited very well. And these teams, just like when we played Providence, they had so many transfers. The four of Providence College's starting lineup, four of the five, were transfers. Maryland, their point guard, was a transfer from UNC Charlotte. And everybody's gone to the transfer portal. St. Francis of Brooklyn has done the same thing. They've got some good recruits, and should be a heck of a ball game. But the starting time is different, Joe. Yeah. We start at 6:30.
Right, 6:30. Do you worry at all about – I guess you always worry about this game right before Thanksgiving, right, because – it's the holidays here and all that stuff. How do you handle that, trying to keep their focus? And then maybe take us through what your thoughts are on Thanksgiving Day for your team.
Well, the first thing is, of course, you always worry, you know, when there's a break in the action, like a holiday. But we're going to have a team dinner. So we'll be together on Thanksgiving Day. The guys whose parents have come to town, they'll be able to go with their parents after the team meal so they can spend time with their families. But we've got a lot of work ahead of us. You know, after St. Francis, it's Central Florida, and then we got Rutgers, and then we got Louisville.
Yeah.
So we've got some big games ahead of us.
Yeah, Rutgers was an NCAA tournament team a year ago. So this ACC Big Ten matchup is a matchup of two NCAA tournament teams.
And, you know, that's been a traditional rivalry, the bragging rights. The Big Ten has enjoyed that bragging rights for the last few years. We need to turn that around. I just don't know how to judge because there's so many new players on so many rosters. Who's really good and, you know, who's going to struggle?
Are you going to watch a very interesting game tonight? The Empire Classic from Brooklyn features an old Big East game, Syracuse and St. John's. That place ought to be awfully loud.
Yeah, that'll be the game I watch after the Notre Dame Bowling Green game.
Okay. All right. Wooga Poplar, coach. He's a guy that you moved into the starting lineup, getting good minutes. What kind of progress is he making for you?
You know, against Providence, he was terrific. Against Maryland, he got himself in immediate foul trouble. And he's very aggressive defensively. So he needs to become just a little bit more under control and a little bit more fundamental defensively. I think he can be a heck of a defender. Against Providence, he got some great rebounds in traffic, jumping over people. And he can make a three. He's a very good free throw shooter. And, Joe, I'm telling you, I'm trying to get him to shoot pull-up jumpers from 15 feet because I think he can be an outstanding jump shooter like Cam Augusti was. Cam would put it on the ground, get it into the foul line area, and just pull up and hit the shot. Wooga wants to take it all the way to the basket and dunk it, but there's always traffic, and you end up charging or losing the handle. Now, he had some beautiful passes against Providence, but against Maryland, he just got into that early foul trouble and never really got in sync.
You know, you mentioned the name Cam Augusti, and Cam had an uncanny ability to hit the big shot at the right time. Is that something you search for with a player on this year's team, somebody steps up to do that? What are your expectations of that? I would just call it an intangible, I guess.
Well, we have four guys right now that are very experienced players who I think we can count on any one of them to step up and hit a big shot or a big free throw or a big three. We have Isaiah Wong, who's our leading returning scorer. We have Jordan Miller, who is playing great. We have Nigel Pack, who was an outstanding player and shooter, three-point shooter at Kansas State, running the point for us this year, quarterbacking the team. He does a great job. And then Norshad Omir, who is averaging a double-double and is off to a great start. And if you add Bensley Joseph and Wonga Papla, those are really our top six guys. And all six are really, I consider, starters.
We're going to have Sean Farnham on the show a little bit later on, who was doing the games for ESPN this past weekend for you. And he said one of the things that he noticed about your team in terms of the chemistry, he very much liked the way Isaiah and Nigel Pack were communicating. Obviously, Nigel new to the team, but he thought that was a really good sign and a good trend that those two guys are always talking and communicating. And obviously, they're going to be very tough during the course of the season.
Yeah, they're a great combination, especially at the offensive end. They're a little bit different. Isaiah is a little bit more explosive going to the basket. And Nigel is really a terrific three-point shooter. He can shoot it off the catch or off the bounce. And I've had meetings with my staff saying, hey, we're going to have to run like some set plays for Nigel so that he can get some better looks. Mm-hmm. When you're the point guard, you have to dribble the ball a lot, you know, get the other guys involved. But he's such a terrific shooter. We've got to organize things so that he can get some of the best shots that he normally shoots.
Is faster ball, small ball, but faster ball working out about the way you expected it to?
You know, again, my staff and I talked about it today. We think we should play faster. We're trying to get our guys to put the pedal to the metal and really accelerate. We're good in the open court. Isaiah Wong, I don't know if you saw it, Joe, but he stole a pass, went the length of the court, went around his back, and dunked the ball. It was just a terrific individual effort. Yeah. But if we can get into the open court, we feel very, very good about our chances. The thing about it is when you're a little bit conservative, it's sometimes hard to accelerate like we'd like to. And what that means is we need more guys so that you can stay fresh. We got a little worn out against Providence, and it showed the next day against Maryland. But we need our freshmen to step up and learn to play at this pace without getting in foul trouble.
By the way, I know your slogan of small and fast, but maybe it should be wide and fast with Norchad, wider ball, because he's pretty wide.
Yeah. Well, he is, but none of the other guys are. So, but Norchad, again, is off to a terrific start. He's shooting a very high percentage from the field. He's rebounding, especially at the defensive end, at a very high level. He's a great teammate. He sets a lot of screens for his teammates to get open. So I think our fans will love watching him, and I think Norchad will get better and better because he's such a great kid. He wants to learn. He wants to improve.
Yeah, both those guys, Norchad and Isaiah Wong, selected to the Lute Olson Player of the Year watch list.
Yeah, very well deserving.
Yeah, and Zay, it looks like he's very much embracing everything that you would expect out of him for a senior year and coming back. And I know he worked on a lot of things, but seems like he's playing with a lot of joy.
Oh, he is. He's happy. He's playing well. He's excited. He's just a terrific player, and he works so hard every single day, Joe. He's fun to be around. He's so competitive. He loves, competing in practice. So, he's always going to get better.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach. Well, I'll see you tomorrow in the office. It's a 6:30 tip-off, so it's an early tip-off. Alerting the fans one more time at the Watsco Center to get ready for Thanksgiving. Come out and see the game. We've had some nice crowds there. This is a very interesting team that's coming in here, St. Francis of Brooklyn. They've got a nice win already on their resume. And so I'd like to see a nice holiday crowd there. And I'll see you tomorrow afternoon in the office.
All right, Joe. Looking forward to it. And happy Thanksgiving to all our fans.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Liz as well. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, that's University of Miami head coach Jim Larranega. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Buick GMC. Williamson Buick GMC, new GMC vehicles arriving daily at Williamson. You will often see Ed Williamson right there at the baseline of University of Miami basketball. He's a great Hurricane basketball fan. Of course, he loves serving this community and making sure that you are in the right vehicle. And right now, what's going on is new GMCs arriving daily. So whatever you're looking for is right there, like the new GMC Yukon. Plenty of room for the entire family. The new Yukon allows you to ride in style and comfort. It makes a bold statement wherever you go. You can cover work and play with the new GMC Canyon or Sierra. These trucks feature bold styling, the latest technology, all the bells and whistles, with the toughness to get the job done. To get your new GMC, you can visit Williamson's beautiful facility, conveniently located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership. Williamson Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.